Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Heath Mayor Mark Johns.
That's man of the people, Mayor Mark Johns.
We're going to get to him here in a second, I guarantee you that.
Yes.
Well, it said it was supposed to be cloudy and a chance of rain today, but right now it's pretty nice outside. A high near 53, cloudy tonight with showers likely as well. Low near 46, and then Saturday, cloudy, chance of rain. Sound like a broken record, but warmer, 62 on Saturday. So it is going to get warm, but we're going to have some rain. Now, let's talk about Heath Mayor Mark Johns. First off, Mayor comes in. He's got his OU sweater on. Now, would you have worn that if they had lost the bowl game?
Probably not.
So, I mean,
that's why we love him. He's honest.
That's right.
He's very honest.
And how many times can we say that about a politician?
Not very
so,
honest.
So, now you're OU.
Absolutely.
Did
OU,
you watch,
oh, yeah.
Did you watch the game?
Absolutely. Well, okay. Let me describe this to you. So, as you guys know, I do the PA announcing for Heath High School football as well as boys basketball. The boys team had a game that afternoon. And so I was in my house watching most of the first half, and then I had to go to the high school to announce. Now, I do both the JV and the varsity games when I announce. Mm-hmm. And so during the JV game, the Bobcats were still playing. So I had the game on my phone in front of me at the scores table as I'm announcing. I can assure you, I only watched about half of that JV game, and I know I was making mistakes left and right because I'll admit it freely. Most of my attention was on how my Bobcats were handing it to Miami.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it in the MAC championship game. And then in the bowl game,
same thing.
I was watching that game. I was, you know, this is – been a magical football season for OU. And when I went to OU, you know, that football team was absolutely awful. I may have told you this before, but I graduated from OU with a journalism degree. I wanted to be a sports writer when I grew up. And so I covered the football team for 2 years. I'm not sure I saw them win two games in 2 years. I mean, it was the most – I remember Youngstown State coming to Athens and just – destroying
OU.
Yeah,
but was that when Tressel
was
coaching?
With Tressel.
That's a pretty good coach right there.
Yeah. No doubt. Uh-huh. But, I mean, it was – and to see them win 11 games, to win their first conference championship since 1968, and then their bowl win was their sixth bowl win in a row. I just can't. I'm like on cloud nine. This has been the most magical season of Bobcat football.
Awesome.
And you can believe I'm going to renew my season tickets for next year.
My question to you is, when the JV game, were you yelling at your yelling at your phone as you're calling the game, as you're doing the PA announcing? Because that would have been funny.
I was good enough to keep the microphone off. But I'll tell you this. So again, the game, as I was announcing, this was the Mid-American Conference Championship game, which against Miami, honestly, that meant more to me than the bowl victory.
Oh, a lot of people, yeah.
So it's the end of the third quarter, and there happens to be a timeout during the game. So, you know, my friend, our city auditor, Jay Morrow, he does the official scores for the home games. So I lean back. I said, Jay, listen to this stat. At the end of the third quarter, the Bobcats have 33 offensive plays inside Miami's territory. Miami has 30 total offensive plays for the game.
Wow.
I mean, whenever there was a timeout, I was giving everybody at the table an update. The people behind me, when the game was over, you can bet that I announced the score, you know, in the gym.
Wow.
OU, oh yeah.
Oh, that's so there's fun. A Bobcat fan
that's
for
beautiful.
You right there.
That is beautiful.
All right, we're closing out on 2024. Yeah, no, you've been a busy man, obviously, calling football. Basketball game, but you got this little thing called the city that you take care of as well.
Sure.
As you look back over the last 12 months, pretty good year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's been a lot of development talk again. You know, talk about feeling like a broken record. But you know, I think sometimes the public doesn't understand how long it takes for development to go from A to Z, right? And sometime usually around, I don't know, D or E is when people hear about it, right? But you still have to get to Z.
Yeah.
I don't think people really realize how long of a period of time it takes just to get a development approved and teed up and ready to go, let alone how long it takes to actually build it out, right? I mean, it takes years to build out some of these developments. And so this year, if you look around, you don't really see a whole lot of ground broken on some of the places that we've been talking about now for some time. The Central Park downtown area behind Walmart and Target. Some of the housing developments that we see have, you know, teed up on the south side and such. And you might look at it and say, there isn't anything going on. No, there's a lot going on. You know, it's kind of like that saying where, you know, you see a duck and it looks real calm on the surface, but it's, you know, paddling like crazy underneath. That's what we've been doing a lot this year. But I think we're to the point. We're here in 2025, first quarter, second quarter of 2025. You're actually going to see some ground being moved, some things happening on some of these sites. For instance, there's the D.R. Horton subdivision that was approved probably 2 years ago for Irvingwick East, just east of where the Villages of River Oaks condos are.
Okay, okay.
That, again, that subdivision, 240 homes, somewhere around in there, was approved a couple of years ago. Well, there were some issues with some of the, I think, oil and gas rights on the land. Well, it took a long time for the developer to get those taken care of. Our understanding is that they have now been taken care of. And I think we're going to see dirt moving here in the first quarter, if not early second quarter, on that subdivision. I think you're going to see something similar on that Central Park, you know, downtown district. We're probably looking at late first quarter, early second quarter. There's been some financial mechanisms that the city has approved here just recently that will help ensure that development pays for the infrastructure needs of development. And with those in place, that was a big hurdle, you know, for us to get over. Again, it's A to Z. And I say this all the time, guys. Nothing is ever done until it's done. But I think as we're talking about some of the housing developments, you know, that have been on the radar now and we've talked about for quite some time, I think you're going to start to see, you know, some equipment and some dirt being moved and some things happening on some of these sites.
Well, and two, I mean, Mayor, a lot of times these projects get to a certain point and then you got to kind of wait for the weather. I mean, there's so many factors that play into that, and I don't think people really fully consider that either.
Absolutely. Like this time of year, probably not the best time of year to start, you know, putting in roads and things like that. You know, the asphalt plants are closed, for goodness sake. So, weather has plays a huge part in the timing of things. And certainly this time of year, you don't see too many projects start getting kicked off. And so, you know, I think that's something for us in our area to be excited about. We've got, you know, a number of different other businesses that have come to town, and then hopefully in 2025 we'll continue, you know, that kind of success. Probably the biggest one that I can think of is Bear Paint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they had their ribbon cutting earlier here in 2024. 300,000 square foot building, expandable to almost 400,000 square foot. You know, many of the Bear Paint products that are being sold in Home Depots now throughout the Midwest are being made in Heath, Ohio.
Well, I'm trying to think of Gelbland, the window company out of Germany, just announced last week, or we're coming here as well. They'll be on the Port Authority site.
Yeah.
I mean, and we had Rick Platt in here earlier this week talking about that relationship between the port and the different cities and how you each can work to bring it in. But you're going to need that. I mean, you really are. Because I know if I'm a company and I see Heath Mayor Mark Johns is not cooperating with Rick Platt at the Port Authority, I'm like, well, I'm not going there. So you got to have that kind
sure.
of relationship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's something that has to be to mutual benefit. And, you know, thankfully, Rick and I have, you know, been working together now for Well, this year, you know, the end of this year is the end of my 15th year as the mayor of Heath. And so Rick and I have built a really good working relationship. And there's no doubt you can just look around that area and see the success that we've had in the last, you know, 12, 15 years or so. It's been tremendous. And, you know, I think people, maybe they don't appreciate this isn't the way it is in a lot of parts of Ohio. Right. You know, Central Ohio, Licking County, you know, we're a community that is growing. We're a community that's getting stronger. There's a lot of parts of Ohio that are the exact opposite. I mean, there's a reason why we lost congressional seats in the U.S. Congress, and it's because our population relative to the rest of the country is not increasing. There are many parts of our state that are not enjoying the growth, the success, the strength that we have here in Licking County and in Central Ohio. And I feel very fortunate to be here in Central Ohio and to be part of a community that's growing and getting stronger, because the opposite could very well be true. And those are some ugly things to look at.
Well, you're a part of the catalyst. You're a part of the engine, though, of that cooperation. I mean, when you're plugged in and you're smiling at everybody, whether it's the framework project or whatever, I mean, that's what, you know, that's what people look to leaders for.
Yeah, I try to play my role, and relatively speaking, my role is pretty small. But for instance, the German window company that you mentioned, Dave, you know, when they came to visit us on the site, I made it clear, and I say this to the companies that visit Heath as a prospect looking to locate, we appreciate the investment that they're looking to make somewhere. We understand it's a risk. Any company, when they look to do a big project like this, it's a big deal for them, and it's a risk for them. In Heath, we appreciate that risk, and we try to do what we can within our development regs and our rules, but we try to do what we can to ensure that these development projects are successful, especially, you know, manufacturing ones, because they help to create new jobs for people in our area. I do that because I know those people, those companies could very well be going and talking to neighboring companies in our city. I know those neighboring companies are going to tell them a good story about being in Heath because we helped to make their project successful. And I want the new project to be successful because someday another new company down the road is going to be looking. And they're going to knock on their door and say, hey, how was it like working with the city of Heath? And they're going to say, you know what? They really helped us to become a success here in this community. That's what you want. That's how you have success build on past success.
Well, and that's what I was saying. You're not going to have people move into an area where all they're hearing is infighting and all that. Why bother? I mean, just we'll walk away from this. There's other places that will be happy to have us. And a lot of times they'll find those other places.
We'll so does that mean that the city's going to be coated in bear paint? And
no,
peering through Geldwin windows everywhere?
No, not quite. Not quite.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town and Heath Mayor Mark Johns on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, glad you can join us on this Friday morning, 9:22. Right now, pretty decent outside, sunny skies, but we are supposed to get some clouds and rain move in later today and then tonight. And pretty much the weekend, you're going to talk about clouds and rain. But temperatures really getting up to about the low 60s on Saturday and Sunday. So it'll be warm, but it's going to be a lot of rain. And, you know, I forgot to mention, we talked about the mayor of the people Guy brings us donuts, and he knows we're sick, so he brings us, what did you say, antihistamines? Is that what that
Yep, daytime cold medicine.
That's a beautiful thing.
I mean, do you shove the pill in the donut so it's easy? Because I know when I was a kid, Mom used to do that. Here, take it with a piece of cheese or something.
You're like the pet dog.
I was going to say, we did that with our dogs.
What in the world?
Brother didn't like taking pills, thank you very much.
That's hilarious.
But or she'd crush it up and put it in the oatmeal or something like that.
Applesauce?
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, when I was a little kid.
A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Oh, I don't think I could do a spoonful of sugar. Yeah. Ooh, that'd be
Jolly
a
Pirate donut then. We got you hooked up.
That's what I said. That thing's going right in the donut. Right on. Talking a lot about what's taking place in the city of Heath. You talked about development, and one that a lot of folks have been talking about not too far from this radio station with Microsoft, and you know how this could impact the community, not only Heath but Licking County. Where are we at with that?
Sure. So in 2024, Microsoft acquired the ground. They've been working with the city on site layout aspects like that. We're really chugging along nice on that project. I anticipate that here in the month of January, the city council will pass a change to our zoning code that will require properties being used to a certain extent for data centers be zoned PUD. And the reason why we did that is this.
Explain what a PUD is.
Yeah, a plan new development, which means that the governmental entity, the city, the township, the you know whoever it is, the village, whoever it is that's established it in their zoning, they have much more say, much more oversight and control over than how that land will be used. And, you know, Microsoft wanted to ensure that data center usage was something that was explicitly allowed on their property. You know, when our zoning code was created, much of it, nobody even knew what a data center, nobody had a concept of that yet, right? So in part, you know, this is something that Microsoft wanted, which is good, but it's something that the city wanted as well, because this way we can control that not allowing data centers to just all of a sudden take over all of our manufacturing property in the city. Diversification of the local job base is a very important thing for a community. And in the city of Heath, we've really succeeded at that in the last 10, 15 years or so. And we want to continue that. So we want Microsoft. Microsoft has been a fantastic partner, but that doesn't necessarily mean we want every spare acre of industrial land now being used for data centers. So this will allow the city to help control that. Not saying we'd say no, but we at least want to have a seat at the table. We want to understand the project better, and we want to make sure that it would be a positive thing for the community. Now, in relation to this Microsoft project, I can tell you that they have been nothing but fantastic to work with since day one. I'll give you a couple examples. They're in our pre-1994 CRA industrial area, which means they could take a 100% property tax abatement on the improvements that they make to the property for the next 15 years. And they will do that. However, I sat down with their tax people for the first time months and months ago, and they asked me to describe this pre-94 CRA, so I did. And the guy looks at me and he says, okay, but can we do something else? And I'm thinking, well, what else is there to do? But then he follows it up with, because we want to pay. We don't want to be seen in the community as a taker. And I had to pick my jaw up off the table because that was the first time I'd ever heard anything like that, right?
Yep.
And so a couple weeks ago, our city council approved an ordinance that approved and authorized me to sign a pilot agreement, a payment in lieu of taxes agreement with Microsoft. Microsoft is going to pay to the city of Heath all of the property tax that it should, as if the property was not in the pre-94 CRA. And I believe, I have reason to believe, that they are also looking to do something with the Lakewood School District, in which this property is located, to help ensure that the Lakewood School District sees revenue from this development during this pre-1994 CRA period as well. That's being a fantastic corporate citizen. The second example is the other agreement that ordinance approved and authorized me to sign, which is an infrastructure project agreement. Everybody in central Licking County probably by now knows the Thornwood Drive corridor has been something that our entire county has wanted to see improved for at least a couple of decades, probably longer than that, if I recall. It's been the number one project for the Licking County Transportation Improvement District for many years, and we have slowly been taking bites out of the elephant on the Thornwood corridor, getting it to be the kind of roadway that it needs to be just to deal with the traffic that it has today, let alone the traffic it's going to have tomorrow. Microsoft's site is right to the west of Thornwood Drive and just north of Lees Road. This infrastructure agreement allows for Microsoft to provide the funding to finally finish an improvement from Irvingwick Drive west down to Lees Road. Lees Road itself to the western limit of their property, which is the city limit of Heath, also installing a water line and a sewer line on Lees Road. And then also Lees Road down to Ridgely Tract, making it the improved two-lane roadway that you see in some of the other parts of Thornwood Drive today, like by the railroad tracks and that kind of thing. I mean, what we're talking about here is Microsoft helping to finally be the piece of the puzzle to get the Thornwood Drive improvements that have literally been engineered now for 20 to 30 years. It's with their help, their cooperation, and their willingness to help fund these infrastructure improvements that their development needs. They're helping to make this project happen so that from Ridgely Tract Road up to the city limit at Fay Drive and beyond, we're going to see Thornwood Drive be what it has needed to be for quite some time now. And we can, in part, thank Microsoft for being a partner with the city of Heath in making that happen.
And they were, was that, you know, when you did that, did they, no issues with them whatsoever? Because
absolutely,
I mean,
no issues.
Still, I go back to that. I mean, how many places do you, because that's usually what folks want. We want that abatement before we're going to come in there. And they do that, and then they turn around and say, okay, what do we need to do to help you with the infrastructure? Because that is so huge. I mean, we're talking about roads, water. I don't know about electric, what they're going to do there, because that's a big issue, I know, for data centers. But
they're building a substation on their site.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, to help with their needs. No, they have been wonderful to work with, completely on the same page with us. You know, they ask us, okay, what do you need? There's some other utility improvements that we're making, some water line upsizing, some sewer extensions and lift station, you know, updating. They've been a fantastic partner. They asked us, okay, this is what we want to do, and here's where we want to do it. What infrastructure needs does that bring about for the community? And we listed them out. And we listed out estimated costs for those, and it was no problem. This was not a haggling. This was not a,
yeah, you do 45%, we'll do 55%.
That's right. No, I mean, they really have come in and looked to partner with us. As you don't see that all the time. You just don't. And, you know, I know, you know, these data centers, and you hear things about electrical use and all that. And yes, I mean, look, any kind of large scale project is going to bring about with it some different challenges. But when you look at what they're doing, while they could be getting a 100% property tax abatement, if you look at what they're doing to help ensure that infrastructure improvements are put in place that will not only ensure their success, but the success of others, as well as the business profit tax long term that operation will bring to the community. You know, It's been fantastic working with them. And I think that, you know, the city of Heath can be really excited to have Microsoft in its community. We know that Microsoft has worked with the Licking County Foundation already on initiatives that they have. In the city of Heath, we just this year, another update on 2024, we have established a charitable community fund for the city of Heath. Businesses, individuals in Heath will be able to donate money through the Licking County Foundation to this charitable fund that is specifically designed to be used for projects in the city of Heath that would be outside the normal kind of capital improvement projects that we would be doing as a city. So we're talking like beautification things, park things, you know, whatever the case might be. We're going to form a committee of citizens that will oversee the distribution of those funds. But this will be a very easy way for people and businesses to make charitable, tax deductible. I'm not a tax advisor, but tax deductible.
He plays one on the radio.
Yeah. tax deductible donations that can be used for projects to better our community.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want that? Now, to go back to how you started all this, A to Z. Where are we at with Microsoft? Are we, you know, did you put a letter on it? Are we B, C, D?
We're pretty far along. When, you know, we'll get the property. I'm confident that we'll get the property rezoned by the end of the second quarter of next year. They're going to be breaking ground next year, maybe late next year, but they're going to be breaking ground next year. And, you know, I know for the city of Heath, I'm going to assume for the village of Hebron, where Microsoft also has a project, some other communities in Licking County where they have land. Mm-hmm. I think they have land maybe in Pataskala.
Mm-hmm. They just bought not too long ago.
Yeah. You know, I can just say this. As it relates to the city of Heath, they've been a fantastic partner to work with. And I look forward to having, you know, ribbon cuttings and that kind of thing down the road with them.
Well, that's fantastic. And that's a lot of information on what has been. I know people talk about it. You hear hushed tones about what's happening and all those kind of things.
Can I just mention one other thing, too, that's also kind of dear to my heart? At the Planning Commission meeting in November? Yeah, I think it was November. Our Planning Commission approved the plans for Waffle House coming to Heath. It's going to locate there on Hebron Road, across from Southgate Shopping Center, where Ooh. Billy Lee's used to be. Nice looking brick building, and I think they're going to do, I will probably help ensure that they do very well in the city.
OU that used to go there down there in Athens.
I like my hash brown smothered, covered, and chunked.
I'm surprised he didn't leave with that. Waffle House. There you go.
That's beautiful.
I mean, sadly, you lose Frisch's big boy.
But we did.
Yeah, but you're going to get a Waffle House.
That's right. Yep.
So, you know, it's tough for those folks, but, you know, some who like the Waffle House are going to be happy with that. Well, Mayor, it's always a pleasure having you in. It's a lot of great things took place in 2024. Sounds like a lot's happening in 2024. A Waffle House is happening soon, so a lot of great things. I wish you nothing but the best in the new year to you and your family.
Thank you, guys, and everyone out there. Have a happy and safe 2025.